important thing is to really no longer desire to be alone with your lower consciousness, with your human self, with your limited beliefs. And so the more that we understand that we are here to enjoy the power, we are here to enjoy the charge, we are here to enjoy the embracing of our new society. So again, we're not waiting for people, places, and things outside to wake up. We're realizing that all of that is just a projection of our own consciousness. So who we're waking up is our own genie inside, our own higher self established, our own sense of that higher value, that higher expansion, that higher authority. The more that we understand that authority, some of us like are still bucking authority. So if you have like a family of origin issues or whatever. So the authority is really of our own essence, of our own persuasion, of our own inkling. In other words, it's who we really are. And so the more that we allow that heavenly value, the more that we allow that Christ light to assemble, the more that we allow ourselves to assume our natural proximity. Natural proximity is we've been living out of a false self. We've been living constricted for a very long time. And so the more that we come into our higher placement, into our higher establishment, into our higher proximity, into our higher counsel, we're soon to be provided. So in other words, it's almost like showing up at a picnic that's already been arranged. And there are sandwiches, there are drinks, there are cheese puffs, whatever you want. But if you want it, you have to walk yourself over. You have to draw some. You have to stay awake, because if you don't take that, if you don't make that concerted effort, if you don't take that action step, it's you're just never going to have that full tummy. You're always going to be impoverished. You're always going to be starving. And so basically that's what they're saying. We've been starving for that light. We've been starving for that love. We've been constricted. And of course, that's how all the physical disease manifests and so forth. So this is our time of true illumination. So when they say true illumination, oh my gosh, it's just like light. Like just imagine 24/7 light. There is no darkness. It's just light. That is the illuminated presence that coexists within our availability. In other words, it's here for the taking. It's here for the entitlement. It's here for the establishment. And we are the ones that establish it. We are the ones that say yes. We are the ones that choose it. Now, as we choose it, we override all of the past fear, all of the past false beliefs, all of those past, they're saying silly notions. The reason they're using the word silly is so that we don't see it as something, that's so hardened, that's so, come on, buddy. You can come, you have special privileges, my friend. so that we don't see it as something so hardened that is stronger than us. Because they're saying that's quite unnecessary at this time. The more that we understand that we can affect it all, and they're saying, oh gosh, I can't get those words, but it's something with kingdom come. But the idea is we're bringing forth the kingdom at last. We're bringing forth the queendom. We're bringing forth our divine essence. We're bringing forth our divine establishment into our near vicinity. So this isn't something we're hoping for, you know, months from now or years from now or when you meet the right guru or whatever. It's literally within our field, waiting to be established, waiting to be recognized, waiting to be pulled through. So when we pull through, we say yes to it and we allow it to proceed. In other words, we allow it to enlighten our consciousness. We allow it to enlighten ourselves. Remember that our spiritual DNA is being activated every time we explode. So explode is, I want the light more than anything. I don't need to hold on to past manipulation or regret or sorrow, whatever. So they want me to go back to manipulation. We all manipulate, whether we realize it or not, because we're all in different stages of truly 100% trusting that God self. So we think we need to manipulate the environment to get our needs met. I need to do this, I need to do that, I need to control. Versus allowing that torch of light to carry us through, to carry us all. So when I said carry us all, every time we say yes to that torch, every time we say yes to that sacred flame, every time we say yes to that light, we carry that light for all of existence. Because remember, this whole concept, this fallacy of being separate, it's just like a trick of like a mirrors or whatever. And so the more that we understand that we're lightening up for all, we're lightening up in every direction. Every direction is other lifetimes, future lifetimes. The more that we consent to that which we truly are, that which we truly see. Again, seeing with your spiritual sight. You may actually psychically see the light. You may feel the light. You may sense the light. Wherever you are in that spectrum, trust that it's all delightful. In other words, you don't get less light just because you can't clairvoyantly see it. It doesn't matter. It really has to do with your heart. It has to do with your intention. It has to do with your devotion to truth inside, within, meaning the truth of who we all are. So this is the time of expansion. This is the time of increase. This is the time of accelerated notion. So again, when I just said accelerated notion, you guys all turned on. It's sort of like power, light, fullness, holiness. What would be the word? It's almost like I'm filled, like my loving cup's filled up. It meets my every need. So we want to remember that. The way we now manifest, we're not trying to manipulate. We're not doing it the old way. We're aligning. So when we fill our loving cup, when we meet our every need inside, when we recognize our wholeness, when we no longer feel separate from our true self, then out of that abundance, out of that field, because remember, we're all accessing that unified field, and we're doing it in concert. So what you access is what you remember yourself as. You can't access what you're not in agreement with, what you're not in alignment with. So we're not doing it the old way. We're not knocking on 100 doors waiting for one person to say yes. We're agreeing to our yes within. And as that's fully established, as that's fully awakened inside, then we magnetize, we attract, we call forth literally effortlessly. Like you may actually pick up a phone call, but you have so much trust inside, it's not with that separation consciousness. It's like you're calling with your wholeness, so there can be a point of contact so that you can soon agree, so that your yes can say yes to the outside yes, so that you can create light together, so that you can create light's tapestry. So the more that we recognize we're entitled, when we recognize we're entitled, here is the important part. You're not entitled over someone else. We're all entitled equally. So any of our past, I'm good, you're bad, I'm right, you're wrong, we just want to sort of let that wash away. We just, it's like a game we're not even playing. It's a game that's like no longer necessary. So again, we're going beyond that mind, that function without the heart, and we're being guided by your spiritual heart. We're being, remember, because 3D to 5D, that heart-centered consciousness, the more that we honor our divine placement, our divine witness, our divine master. So again, we're awakening, we're aligning with that master self that has all the creative power necessary. No one's missing a thing. We're simply waking up with delight. So wake up to your new awareness, wake up to your new heavenly state, wake up to your new enlightened what would be the word? I'm just going to call it fortune. So you want to remember whatever it is that's necessary, that's needed for your divine appointment, for your divine path, for where you're heading, is we allow that light to assume its natural state, meaning I agree with it. Well, then that light will do its business, meaning that it'll show us, it'll inspire us, it'll heal us. Because again, that's who we are. We're not the body, we're not the ego. We are this enlightened master consciousness that we're deciding upon, that we're establishing, that we're agreeing with, that we're asserting, that we're declaring, that we're remembering. So awaken within at last. And again, we're going beyond the mind in terms of what that means. We're going into our heart. Awaken at last. Your higher self knows your very next step. It knows what to do. It knows what you're ready to receive. And so we allow ourselves in that good faith of trust. So we trust that because we don't want to be run. We don't want to be operating out of that linear assumption. That's the long way. That's the judgment. That's the fear. So it's like, oh, I don't need that system at all. I'm going into my they're saying Christ establishment, and I hesitate to say that because some of us still get triggered by that word depending on what it used to mean in our history. So it's like just awakening to our brilliance. We're all awakening, and we're awakening to our Christ energies, and ooh, they are going to be working their magic. So anything where it just feels loving, comfy, positive, non-religious, it's not a religious thing. It's an upgrade, it's an agreement. And the upgrade is really an upgrade of consciousness, so you equate with, so you agree with your true reality. So you're agreeing with your true reality at last. So that at last, how would I say this? It's almost like You receive something more than yesterday. You receive something more than you came in with. So it's just sort of like a very comforting, wonderful feeling. And again, the more we can trust the heart, the more we can trust our higher self, this is going to so much support us versus, well, my mind has to understand. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Because we're going to feel our way. So it's like intuitively trusting that light, intuitively trusting our higher counsel, intuitively trusting who we are inside at last. And as I'm receiving this on everyone, it's just so beautiful. I'm just watching everyone make shifts. So it's sort of like, I can just let go of that. I can just let go. I'm like, yep, you really can. So this is what we're discovering. We don't have to go the long way home. This can just be like instant healing, instant increase, instant charge. So receive, receive, receive. Golden light, golden light. And so it is.